As host on K-Man in Focus, Troy Coverdale is in here.
Good morning, Dave Lewis. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Y'all prepared for this?
I think I'm as prepared as I'm going to be.
Okay, good.
So, That's a good start. Nothing like you guys putting my feet to the fire already in week two.
You know, that was not my decision, so don't say you guys. You direct that at Mr. Peoples.
Okay? Happy to be joined this morning as we get things started on In Focus by Dr. Sarah Kaufman. She's a clinical assistant professor in the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University. And as we were talking off the air, it's a good day in the college as things are getting back to some semblance of normal. Thank goodness as we continue to make our way back out of the pandemic. Dr. Kaufman, good morning.
Good morning, Troy. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. Talk about what is taking place today, specifically with the adjustments because of what COVID protocols have been. You're able to actually start welcoming some folks in.
That's right. So it's not going to be 100% what we were a year and a half ago, but we are lifting some of the restrictions for the past, it's been 14 months now, I think. We have not really allowed clients to come into the building with their pets, which has been stressful both for the pet owners and for us veterinarians and students. But starting today, we are going to be able to allow a limited number of people to come into the hospital and actually be in the exam room with their pet while their examinations are happening, which we're really excited about.
When people come in, what should they be prepared to do? Do they need to have their masks handy? Do they need to be prepared other ways when they come in?
Absolutely. So we are asking that anyone that enters the building be wearing a mask, and we can provide those. If people don't have their own masks, we're happy to provide one. We are keeping a limited number of clients coming in the building. So it is possible that if you show up and check in, and we still have our little mobile check-in station out in our parking lot for anyone who's been here over the past year or so. We've got a little portable building out in the parking lot. You can still check in there, and they'll let you know whether you can come on inside and speak to someone at the front desk or whether you're going to be asked to wait in your car. So it's not going to be just everyone walking in and out the front door freely at this time, because we're trying to keep everyone safe. Hopefully, as the summer moves on, we're able to allow more and more people in the building.
It's a great point, because this is still a process. While you make changes now, it's still a step. There's another step that's going to have to be taken beyond this.
Exactly. Yeah. Baby steps. We don't want to go from none of the general public in the building to just people walking in and out freely. And, utmost importance is the health and safety of our students. And that's why we made the decisions that we made over a year ago, that we were going to ask clients to remain outside of the building, because we wanted to keep our fourth year students safe and allow those students to be in person in the hospital working directly with the animals. We felt that's key to their training. And that was part of the decision why we made receiving curbside for so long. But now that many of our students are fully vaccinated, we feel safe allowing some of the public into the hospital, but we are going to keep those numbers limited and make some other safety adjustments. Like if you'll be sitting in our lobby, there are dividers and things to make little stations for different groups of people to be gathered in the lobby at one time.
I know it's kind of quick to look back at what has taken place in this past year with the adjustments that you've made, but in general, how do you think that those adjustments worked, given that you lost some of that face-to-face connection that you normally have with those bringing in their pets?
I'm happy to say that we had very little problems with COVID infection within the hospital. And so even though sometimes talking to people on the phone can be frustrating, we figured out just how few phone lines we have here in the hospital. Quite honestly, I think none of us really considered that a problem before. And then, you know, suddenly at 9 a.m. when you have five different groups of students coming out of rounds in surgery and in pet health and in oncology, and then suddenly everyone's trying to find a phone to call a pet owner and get a history. We had to make some adjustments with the number of phones we've had in the hospital. So it's been a learning process, and just adjusting the way that we communicate with clients and making sure that they feel like they're included in the process. There was a lot of learnings that came out of it, but, you know, above all, we have to keep people healthy so we can keeping your pets healthy. So I'm really pleased with how well things went from that regard.
You do have an entire group of people, though, who move on effectively as of Friday. Your fourth year students were the ones that were really put to the test during this.
They really were, and what a resilient group of young people. You know, looking back to March of 2020, we had that moment where we had to tell everybody to stay home. So we did go through just over 2 months where the faculty and staff were running the medical side of the hospital, and the students were learning remotely, even during times where they were supposed to be in the hospital. So we had faculty that were treating patients while others of us were online doing Zoom meetings and doing the best we could to teach people hands-on skills by Zoom, which was really probably the most challenging of this whole period. And then in June of 2020, we allowed our current graduating class, who will graduate this Friday. They may be one of those groups of people getting rained on Friday afternoon, hopefully not. But we made that decision to continue having clients stay out of the building so we could bring those fourth year students into the building. And they have just done a remarkable job learning how to manage a case with an owner remotely, but most importantly, have a pet in front of them and have their hands on those pets.
It's amazing the connection that we have with our pets. I know that our mornings folks were discussing the average cost per month of taking care of a pet. But for owners, this has been a very tough time when they are bringing their pet into vet med.
Oh, it has been. And, you know, sometimes there's always moments of separation. I mean, when you bring your pet in for surgery, obviously you expect to be separated from them. But for these routine office calls where you're coming in for an annual exam or coming in to have a lump or bump checked out, I think sometimes that becomes so much more emotionally charged when someone's coming out to your car and taking your beloved companion away from you. And absolutely, we appreciate that that's been very stressful for a lot of people. It would be stressful for me, for my dog to be taken inside a building without me. I don't like that feeling either. And so that's part of why we're excited to welcome clients back in the building, is just to maintain that connection and human-animal bond that we're all in this build.
We're talking with Dr. Sarah Kaufman, clinical assistant professor in the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State. When we continue in a moment here on In Focus, we'll touch base about the new facility that is opened, or new center that has opened. That as In Focus continues on your Monday morning on News Radio KMAN.